From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The South Korean National Assembly has voted to impeach President Park Geun-hye. This after recent allegations of a multi-million dollar influence peddling scandal. With Park's powers now suspended, Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ahn is the interim president. Cho Mi-ai is the leader of the main opposition party. She says that this is a victory for the people and it will go down in history. After Park's impeachment was announced, demonstrators in front of the National Assembly celebrated. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Andrew Puzder, a wealthy businessman, a lawyer, and an elite donor to Trump's campaign, to be the next labor secretary. Critics say Puzder's public comments do not often coincide with the department's stated mission, which seeks to enhance the welfare of workers, improve working conditions, and assure work-related benefits and rights. Puzder has been highly critical of raising the minimum wage to $15 per hour, as well as new rules enabling more workers to receive overtime pay. Furthermore, he's in favor of repealing the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, which has provided health insurance to millions. Ghanaian President John Mahama says he will accept the outcome of Wednesday's election as the country waits for the Electoral Commission to declare a winner. News organizations in Ghana say that with most of the votes counted, Nana Akufo-Addo of the opposition New Patriotic Party is headed for victory. The Electoral Commission, however, has released results slowly, saying it wants to declare accurate results that reflect the will of the people. Results are expected later on Friday. This is VOA. More than 1,000 Russian athletes in about 30 sports took part in an institutional conspiracy to use banned drugs at the Sochi and London Olympics, as well as other global competitions. This according to a new report by the World Doping Agency.
This systematic and centralized cover-up and manipulation of the doping control process evolved and was refined over the course of the use at London 2012. Through the Summer University Games in 2013, the Moscow IAAF Championships in 2013, and, of course, the Winter Games in Sochi in 2014.
That's Richard McLaren, the report's author. The report accuses Russia of switching samples at the Sochi Winter Olympics in 2014, as well as using salt and coffee to manipulate samples when checked by experts. The report is likely to heighten pressure on the International Olympic Committee to punish Russia before the 2018 Winter Games in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Friday that Russia and the Syrian government forces will continue their bombing raids in Aleppo until rebels vacate the city. He said that after a humanitarian pause, the strikes have resumed and will continue for as long as the bandits are still in Aleppo. Lavrov's comments come just a day after he said the Syrian government had stopped all active military operations in the area. When asked about the seemingly contradictory statements, Lavrov said that military operations were only suspended for a certain time to allow civilians wishing to leave to do so. In Kabul on Friday, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said that America is and will remain committed to a sovereign and secure Afghanistan.
We not only continue supporting our Afghan partners, but also continue our counterterrorism mission well into the future to ensure no terrorist group can seek safe haven such that it can threaten the stability of Afghanistan, of the U.S. homeland, or of the coalition.
Carter made the comments at a joint news conference with President Ashraf Ghani amid questions on how U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will handle the war. Two powerful earthquakes struck the Pacific Ocean, a 7.8 magnitude off the coast of the Solomon Islands early Friday and a 6.5 off the coast of Northern California. There are some reports of collapsed buildings in the Solomon Islands, however, damage is believed to be relatively minor. A tsunami warning covering large parts of the ocean has been lifted. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.